dark mode. It's prom night and I am lonely.
Hello and welcome to Room for Improvement.
Yay. Woo. Yay.
We have a lot of people on the station today, which I'm very excited about. Also, my hair is very messed up right now.
As you can all see.
Thought you should all know. So today we have Jordan.
Hi.
Burns. Woo! And Alana.
Hi.
And Julia.
Hello.
And Pisha.
Hi.
I don't know if you can hear her. It's kind of cramped in here. And also we have a very special guest. Jordan's father, who came all the way just for the show from California.
Hi.
So we're going to have a really awesome show today. This is the most people we've ever had. And we've sort of had Julia on once. I don't know if anyone remembers, but
yeah, I called in with Dan a few times when we were just listening to the show and we pranked them and then we came in.
Yeah, it was pretty great. And Pisha's been on before, and Jordan, this is her third time. You are the most...
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. To start off, I'm just going to read some ads and then go over the rules of Room for Improvement. So, WBRS, where we are streaming live from, is brought to you by Cappy's Pizza and Subs, which is located at 559 South Street, right next to the train tracks. Cappy's provides everything from pizza to baklava at prices that college students can afford.
I've been there, it's good.
Ayo.
Shout out.
And have you've been to the live place? You didn't get delivered?
Oh, no, I went there. The wow. Atmosphere is nice, family-friendly. I
That's
suggest
great.
It.
Julia also got paid to say that. Just
no, I didn't. If I got paid in pizza, my life would be gold.
Well, actually, if you work for the station, you get free pizza.
No way.
Yeah, that's why I'm a radio host. It's half of it. Their number, if you would like to call them, is 781-899-7132. Our other... I guess, what's it called, like, advertiser, is The Justice, the independent student newspaper of Brandeis University. You can find it around campus, online, on Facebook, or at thejustice.org. And finally, we are brought to you by the students of Brandeis University. If you want to make a request, call 781-736-5277, or check us out on Facebook and Twitter. And don't make sex noises like Julia and Dan did when you call, because we will be thoroughly
creeped
out.
That's not what we're doing. We're just
were
laughing.
Oh, okay. My co-host, Abigail, sadly isn't here today. I don't know if you noticed to our listeners, but we're really sad. She's in Boston watching our friend get her ear pierced.
Really Which sure. ear and where?
I'm not really sure. It might not even be her ear, to be honest.
Right here on her cartilage.
Her cartilage? Oh, Pisha knows. Do you guys have any piercings that I don't know about? Pisha's smiling like no. She totally does.
What's the piercing that everyone's getting on their nose called?
A septum?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's popular in the village.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
Oh, the mid-year life. Are you guys thinking about getting one?
No.
Because it's popular? Would you ever?
Oh, I do everything that's popular. It explains my fedora of 2008.
Guys, I used to date a guy with a fedora because I thought it was really cool.
Oh,
back in
gosh.
2010.
Was
yeah.
Who was this?
Was it Jason Mraz?
He was Fedora Boy, yeah. His name was Jason Mraz.
Is it Bruno Mars?
He was like a combo of both of them, and that was why we dated. But it's funny because, like, he doesn't think that we dated, but I totally thought we did. And this was, like, 4 years ago, so it's, like, one of those things where I should have known at the time if we were dating or not.
How and old were you?
Let's see, what was I, Pisha?
What year was it?
2010, so I was 15 or 16.
We've all
In
been
2010?
There.
In 2010, yeah. Yeah. Pisha is going to play some music for us at some point. She's getting really excited on Spotify right now. So to start off, I'm going to ask you guys some questions about your lives. How are you guys doing this finals week? Do tell.
Well, all my finals are over.
Yay.
I just have two papers, so I'm just not going to turn them in.
Seems wise.
That's it.
Her dad's like, yeah, that's what I did.
That's how I raised her.
Alana.
I have like a week to do nothing and then go home, so it's pretty exciting.
A week to do nothing?
Yeah.
But you have a paper, so you finished final.
Yeah. Did you finish your memoir? Tell us about your memoir.
So I wrote a memoir for one of my classes, and it's 18 pages about my life. And everyone should do that at some point. It's just really great to reflect on your childhood.
That seems remarkably short.
Like, was it double spaced? One for each year. Wait, was it double spaced?
Yeah.
Okay, so it was 9 pages.
That's so sad. What was the best page? The best year.
You should have brought it.
Yeah, oh, I wish you did a live read.
Yeah.
Next show.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll get Cappy's pizza.
I'm there.
And Julia, how are your finals going?
Good. I've been working on a paper today. And by that, I mean I did one topic out of like 4. So it's not going well. Oh. But I made a bunch of flashcards and stuff yesterday. So I'm ahead of schedule.
Nice. Very proud of you.
We studied in the Rose Art Museum.
That's true. I spied on you guys.
Everyone should check that out.
Are they doing that again? A study night?
No, I think it was that one night. I feel like they should do it all week.
Oh, agreed. What about you, Pisha? Are you all done?
I'm finished.
Woo.
I have none. Oh my gosh, so jealous.
Wait, you finished yesterday?
I've been done today. Keep thinking today is Wednesday.
Nice. Okay, so next on the agenda... Let me just pull it up real quick. Jordan, since this is your third time, do you remember what's next on the agenda?
Well, every time I've been on, it's different. Yes. Usually I start complaining about people I hate at this point. So, everyone. Okay, the people in the village, stop stuffing lunch meats down the kitchen sink. It's not a garbage disposal.
Why don't
it will not become a garbage disposal.
They leave out their dirty dishes. Why don't you just clean it and put it away?
I hate everyone.
I know. Someone stole Eliana's gluten-free waffles from the fridge.
See, I feel like if you're going to steal something, that's literally the worst thing to steal, and that they got their own punishment by eating that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, why would you steal something?
You're gluten-free?
No, Eliana.
Okay.
Got it.
I need to work on my pronunciation.
The mid-years were up in arms. Trying to find who did this.
Oh, poor Eliana. Was she okay?
Shout-outs to Eliana.
Major shout-outs. Okay, so here's the part where I introduce our show. As I said before, it's called Room for Improvement, which means we do improv. Alana, have you ever done improv before?
No.
How about you, Papa Burns?
I've just watched Jordan.
On her own?
In Los Angeles.
I imagine at the dinner table she's just doing improv monologues or something.
I always thought Jordan's life was scripted.
I was so wrong.
I mean, I do call myself the number one fan of TBA, so I'm sure I know by now.
Yeah, the number one and the only.
Oh. Alana, I think you've been to all of our shows this semester, right?
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
We don't have a life.
She has a shirt.
Yeah, she does. Student Activities hooked it up. So basically, for our non-improvisers here, improv is about saying yes and supporting your scene partner. And as you've seen at our shows, we do a lot of that with TBA. But also here at the radio, Abigail's not formally an improviser, but she has been working on her yes and muscle. And so we try to do our best with supporting each other and finding funny things in scenes. So basically the way it works is we talk and stuff, and then we just go into a scene and try and yes and each other. And yeah, so it's going to be a lot of fun. So since we have Jordan's dad here, we have a very unique opportunity to ask him whatever we want. He's like, oh God. We did this last week. We had my dad call in. I'm not sure if he's going to call in this week, but it's our new segment called Dad Prov. And we're just going to, each of us is going to go and ask him a question. And then when we are inspired to start a scene, we will start a scene.
Okay. I'll go first.
Oh no.
When you were a youth, You were mildly rambunctious, and you got in a couple altercations with members of the Disneyland cast. Would you like to explain that to people and just, you know, set the record straight?
Great. Now, I'm gonna piss off Disney. During my 20s, when I was in college, we used to go with friends of mine to Disneyland and try to get responses from the different characters at the park. And so with Chip and Dale, we started insulting them, and they wrestled me to the ground, pinning me down.
No, just tell them what you said, though, so they did that.
What did I say? I don't even remember.
Oh, Dad. I said, nice rat costume.
Yeah, no, I did call him a rat. Yeah, and then they punched me and threw me down.
Did they rat on you?
And
someone should have ratted on them, though. Because if you're a Disney cast member.
And then
yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
They're not actually supposed to wrestle people to the ground, apparently.
Is that your contract?
No, well, but then about 2 months later with other friends, and I upset Donald to a point, and that I really don't remember what I said, but he bent my arm behind my back and threw me against a wall.
Oh my gosh. Are you sure you are Disneyland?
Yeah.
This wasn't like some weird gang that did hallucinogens.
It was a furry convention. It was very odd. and the last time I was there, and I deserve this one, I went up to Minnie Mouse and I said, I really have to, you have to take a picture with me. And I asked her if she ever, I had never made it with a mouse before.
Oh my gosh.
And she didn't do anything. And then when they took the pictures, he slid her hand down and goosed my, can I say?
Tokus. You can.
Tokus. My
dairy. That's right. One of the rules is not no cursing.
So it's at 5 p.m. somewhere there's a picture, and I have no idea with me with my just wide open, and I think I made the Mickey Mouse sound.
Very fitting. Wow. How did you hear about these?
My dad told me when I was like 10, which is the same age I saw Blazing Saddles. So
I thought it was educational at the time.
No, you could. She is who she is today.
Yeah. Here, Pisha, move closer to them. Oh, the mic.
I forget that we're in radio. It's just one big hangout.
I have a question.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. What is the best middle of the night wake up story that you have?
From Jordan.
From Jordan?
Yeah.
Was she waking me up in the middle of the night?
Mm-hmm.
God. Have you ever woken me up in the middle of the night?
Oh, I know.
Really? Because you would probably tell a way better story than me. What was it?
Just before I got my period for the first time, I thought I was dying. Wait, tell it.
So I, of course, did what every middle-aged Jewish father does, panic and say we need to go to the hospital.
Oh, no.
We drive down to the local hospital. It's like 2 in the morning. And I'm demanding every test in the world. Jordan's in pain. I'm panicking that maybe it's an appendicitis that burst and everything's going wrong.
Where's your mom?
Back in bed, probably sleeping. No, I think she was up, you know, but we have 2 other children, so we can't really. I mean, we like Child Protective Services would get us in serious trouble if we just left everybody.
But she wasn't like, hey, Mike, she probably has her period.
No, she was pretty, everybody was pretty worried.
Oh, okay.
And so she was at home awake. I was at the hospital. And then at 6 in the morning, finally a doctor came in and said, just a question. How old's your daughter? And I whatever age was, and she goes, in about a month, she's going to have her period. And then a month later, I got her bill for close to $5,000.
Oh, wow.
But holy it worked. So that was the worst. And I I tried to forget that one.
Oh, my gosh. Julia, do you have a question?
Not right now. I'm just in awe that he paid $5,000 to find out she was getting her period.
That or was taking the family on the run, but I figured that might not be a good idea either.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my gosh. Pisha, any dad prof questions?
To ask?
The resident dad in the house.
Nope. I'm not ready.
Okay, I have a good question. You went to college, right?
Yeah, many colleges.
Oh, so tell us about that college experience, all of the college experiences.
I went to UCLA as an undergrad in film, so it was a completely worthless degree. And then I decided
which was more worthless, Jordan's run at the hospital or that degree? More expensive.
Well, the undergrad degree was less expensive, but then I decided since I had one worthless degree, I'll go to USC and get another degree in film for my MFA. Mm. That costs more than Jordan. And then I have a master's in education as well. So I have they're all kind of worthless.
What can you do with a master's in education? You can teach, right?
That's yeah, apparently.
But you haven't taught yet.
No, I mean, I'm still working on my second master's is my job. So gotcha. I'm still writing.
Cool, very, very cool.
For film, right?
For TV.
For TV.
That's what Pisha wants to do. Yes,
I just studied for my American culture and television exam. Mm-hmm.
That's the flashcards, right?
Yeah. 50 flashcards for 8 words on a test.
Oh my gosh. That's not going to make sense to any of our listeners. Basically, she has to write about 8 words, but memorize 50 words.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So how did you get through all of these years of schooling? Because I don't think I could do any more. I'm only a sophomore, but...
degrees in film are not a lot of academics involved. Right? Not much me. It was fun. I took 3 years off between undergrad and grad school and worked. Mm-hmm. And then it seemed like a thing to do. Mm-hmm. So
that's good.
That's why I have no more exams. That's why I finished on Wednesday.
Oh, because you're a film major.
That is awesome.
Living the life. Why did you want to go into film, though?
It's always what I've wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't imagine doing anything else. And no one who, you know, this is sort of boring, but no one who actually, if anybody told me not to do it, I wouldn't have listened. Mm-hmm.
It was those formative days at Disneyland that really...
Exactly. I figured one day I'm going to work for this company.
I'll show them. Have you told any of the Disney people you work with about that?
No, which is really kind of sad. And every time I've worked with Disney, they have never even given me a ticket to Disneyland because I've asked.
Oh, no.
Really?
No, they're cheap. should I say that? No one in L.A. is hearing this, right?
No, definitely not. No. Just good. Mike and Waltham, who called in last time, and probably that guy with the ponytail who comes in before me. Hey, ponytail man. Okay, I would like to do a scene.
All right, guys. First of all, great job today. Disney cast, you guys blended in seamlessly. Now, I know Thanks. We're all kind of pulling, you're welcome, kind of pulling like an Oliver musical situation where we're all petty thieves. Now, I'm Cinderella, and it's going great. Well, how about you guys? What do you guys, you have good luck today?
I don't know, like, I just keep getting bullied by these kids, and I'm just like, I'm Dopey, the dwarf. I shouldn't be bullied.
Hey, you over there, stupid.
Oh. That was yeah. Too- What? Hey, Cinderella, they keep coming into our meetings.
Hey, get out of our meetings. I know where you work. I know you run the lemonade stand.
Shut up.
Okay. But later I won't.
Yeah, those lemonade stand a-holes are really getting on my nerves.
Ugh. That's why I keep shivs in my long white gloves.
Well, I don't really... my costume is really just, like, my face... and nothing else, really. So I can't really hide any mischievous, you know, items to beat them up with. I also would feel bad because that's in our contract. We can't beat up employees. They might end up working for us.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, but like...
I mean, I guess they already do work for us because they're working at the lemonade stand, but they might be mascots like us one day.
It's true. You know, it's just like, dream. You know, I started in this company to, like, you know, make it. And now all I do is, you know, just, you know, pickpocket little kids. Like, I have so many autograph books. I don't know what I'm going to do with any of them. It's just so many.
Yeah, and I try to steal cameras, but then I realize
how am I ever going to get seen by, like, a talent agent if those cameras don't take pictures of me, and then I'm on Facebook, and then I'll get famous. You know, every talent agent is looking for a dopey.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, we know why I'm here, and I know why you're here.
Yeah, because I get...
Actually, I really don't know why you're here. You're just pickpocketing autograph books.
Well, I thought it would be more lucrative. You know, I'm really in a thrill seeker, so I became Cinderella. Snow White, like, what are you doing here?
I mean, yeah, Snow White, speak up! I'm just dopey, and you're...
I'm just really looking for some apples. Like, I was just hungry one day, and I was like, where can I get some? And, you know, there's Disney waiting for me.
We have lemonade.
Get out of here! I'm gonna take your swipe card!
Hey, did anyone lose a shoe?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a glass one. I found it when I was cleaning the bathroom.
Is it a size 11 and a half?
How come the janitor's allowed in here and I'm not?
Yeah, lemonade stand guy, I have had enough of you.
Hey, Dopey, put on clothes. You said you're not wearing anything. And it's really freaking out the children.
Dopey, pretty sure
Snow White likes it.
Yeah, I do.
Look, it's really hot. There's an apple right here. Your Adam's apple? How is she get... That's disgusting. That doesn't even make any sense. It is covered by your giant mask.
Pretty sure boss wants us to switch and you should do the lemonade stand now.
I'm never doing the lemonade stand. I am going to be seen by a talent agent one day, and I will not be behind a lemonade stand.
Yeah, the police are holding an investigation. People have been complaining that their cameras have been stolen. That's why I'm switching with you, Dopey. You can do the lemonade stand now.
Okay, well, what do you have on me that would make you a better Dopey?
Well, lemonade obviously, I have clothes on, you inappropriate person. Can't believe you're flashing all the kids.
Yeah, well, that's the only way that I could get their cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cinderella
knows. You
know what?
None of us are really here for the right reasons, but I feel like we're all morally superior to Lemonade Man, who's, you know, working for the man.
So true. Even the janitor is morally superior.
Yeah. Can I have my shoe, by the way, or no?
Well, actually, I'm not just a janitor. I'm a talent agent, and I was scouting it out the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
And I saw
my Adam's apple's going crazy.
I saw Dopey on Facebook, so I've been here to scope out the scene. And I think you'd really, really be great for the next John Green book made for television and film.
Thank you. I would love that job.
No, it's me, right? It's the real Dopey.
Dopey.
Okay, yeah, get out, Lemonade Stand Man. I win.
Hey, janitor, do you have any apples?
Yeah.
Which flavor?
Apple flavored.
That's the best flavor.
And scene.
Sometimes I want to slap you in the face. But Dad, I gotta tell ya, if you were gone, I'd miss you from this place. Don't go away again. I just wanna be your friend. And if I don't say this now, I'm gonna be sorry. Don't wanna make the same mistake again. Dad, I need to tell ya. Sometimes I wanna walk right out the door. But Dad, I'm gonna tell ya.
That song was called Dad, and it's about Dad Prof, our new special segment that I love. Thank you again for coming, by the way. I don't know if I actually formally thanked you, but really glad to have you here.
It was great, thanks.
So right now, I don't know if you can hear, but Pisha's listening to some stand-up that I sent her because I was at a stand-up show with Pisha a few nights ago, and she just managed to heckle the entire time, and I don't think she after the show, she was like really drunk. I was very sober, and I was like, Pisha, you were heckling that show, you know? And she was like, what the heckle? That's how she talks when she's drunk.
That's what she sounded like. I wasn't there, and I confirmed.
Could hear her all the way in the village. And
I'm not always in the village.
It was a stand-up show with three people. That's a lot of stand-up to go through.
Was it the one at the school?
When you don't really watch stand-up.
Oh, okay. Like, then I was fine.
That's why you didn't know what heckling was, because you don't watch stand-up, I guess.
I don't watch stand-up. I was like, I don't know what this is happening.
You guys know that the definition of heckling, right?
I do not.
Can you? Oh, Alana. Okay, here we go. Do you know it?
Here, why don't you talk and then I'll heckle you.
Okay.
Oh, so this one time I was
Hey, nice hat, loser. You suck at stand-up. Is your mom proud of you? Stuff like that.
That was not my
That's pretty much what Pisha said.
Yeah, pretty much. But it was more like, oh, you suck at
stand-up. Like Dan was like, Oh, there's this blind guy. And I was like, yeah, there was a blind guy.
Or yeah, one girl, the main act of the night, she was like, anyone ever had a UTI? And Pisa was like, no! And I'm glad that you have never had a UTI.
Fun fact, cranberry juice gets rid of UTIs. I was reading about it today.
So does antibiotics.
Yeah, that's true.
I would go with medicine.
Yeah, I was reading about cranberry juice on Wikipedia.
Sure.
It said it's good to get rid of UTIs.
And then underneath it said, for the study, like, FYI, don't take this as you don't need to go to a doctor.
Oh, we're getting.
So I'm pretty sure they've gotten sued. I wonder if it's Dan.
I wonder. It might be my dad, Dan. I'm gonna turn the phone on. I'm not really sure if this will for sure work. It actually should. All right. Hello. No.
Hello.
Hi, Dad. Can you guys hear him?
No.
Uh-oh. Hold on one sec, Dad. Can you guys hear him now? Say something.
I'm so glad we did this beforehand.
No one can hear you yet. Hold on one second.
Wait, Pisha, did the people on stage hear you heckle them?
It was a very small place. So probably.
Yeah, for sure.
It wasn't, like, rude heckling. It was just, like...
How many people were in the audience?
I was just excited to be there.
There were probably, like, 20 people in the audience.
Oh, so they definitely heard it.
Yeah,
Pretty sure Julian and Amanda hated me by the end of the night.
Definitely.
Hey, come closer.
I'm sorry. Because I supposedly was getting death glares from Amanda the entire time.
Wait, were your heckling just repeating stuff they were saying? Or was it, you didn't like their material?
No,
or like,
because I was there to support Dan and Fiona. I didn't know the other girl who was performing. I don't know. But nobody's listening to this. So, yeah, Dan and Fiona were definitely, like, more experienced, more seasoned stand-up.
Don't say anything that can be held against you.
One time in eighth grade, we had a talent show. There was real bad heckling in that.
Really? Like, wow. Nice baton eighth twirling, become a prostitute and give up on your dreams?
Ruthless.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of heckling for eighth graders? Like, what acts got heckled?
One girl did Behind These Hazel Eyes, and everyone was like, you don't even have hazel eyes.
Oh, no, that's so mean and specific.
I mean, why would you choose Kelly Clarkson? Like, by that time...
It was eighth grade.
Yeah, but by that time, there were, like, six other American Idol people you could choose
from. That leaves you with, like, some severe mental, I think, issues.
Oh, yeah. Like, I think it did for her.
I think, like, I got heckled in middle school just by existing. Like... Not in a stage format.
I got made fun of because I liked Pokemon a lot still, like at that
I
age.
Love Pokemon.
Which is it was a little old to still like Pokemon. But,
yeah, I liked it when I was like 4.
Did it work, Becca?
Yeah, it's going to. Can you press 1 for me?
Nope,
down there.
There we go.
Nope, the other one.
You could be a secondary.
There was multiple ones. Again?
Press it again. There we go. Hi, Dad. Nope. Dad?
Yes?
Hi! Dad, you're at a record-breaking show right now because we have 5 people here, and now 6, including you.
Am I on?
Did it stop for you guys?
Yeah.
Dad?
Are you there, Dad?
I think we lost it.
I think your dad is a robot. Is your dad a robot?
That was weird. Yeah, my dad is a robot, and that was the... You know what? I don't think I'm going to do this anymore. I'll text him. It's okay. Well, we already did our dad prop segment, so it's all good.
Yeah, we only need one dad around here.
Woo! We are having a dad conflict. Our next segment is called Last Text. And I'm going to have each of you read your last text. And it doesn't have to be your actual last text because I don't want to hear any, like, KKs. Hold on, I'm going to pick up the phone while you guys are on the phone. Hi, Dad. It's not working. Dad? Oh, it's definitely not working anywhere.
Is this the last text sent or received?
It can be either one. Interpret it as you will. For me, it's, I actually asked my friends for some one-word suggestions. And they texted me a bunch of one-word suggestions. I don't know how they thought of these. Spaghetti, dance moms, rolling pulley, Polly.
Those are not one word.
I know. And I don't remember what the other one was.
The last text I got was from you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It says, we may share a mic.
Yes, and we are.
Okay, my last text. My last text is I'm in a group chat with my sister, which is named Sista Sista, in my phone, and we're talking about what shows we're watching, and it's Double Divas and Preacher's Daughters, because we're smart ladies. But I was texting them, there's this guy in the village who tells me I look like Betty Draper every time he sees me and he's high. I do not look like Betty Draper.
Now I need to look up Betty Draper.
From Mad Men, I have brown hair and brown eyes. And I'm
Don
sort
Draper's
of a
wife.
Yeah, I have like a Jewishy physique in that it is soft and not look like that. And
I could see it,
but
like
he was
the hair maybe.
No,
the smoking a cigarette.
I think it's like the meanness, like the hate emanating from her eyes. But then I took a picture of him because he was so high, he was having a girl surf on his back, and then I texted that to them, and they're like, "Ha ha ha! I want to surf on a high guy." And we were making fun of him.
And on a high guy.
That is my last text.
So it was, haha, I want to surf on a high guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mine is, you read my mind, bro. Perfect. Where?
So much backstory.
Maybe we'll explore that in our next scene.
My last text was an email from Yael from our professor because we turned in like an extra credit assignment. And he goes, hope your semester is ending well overall. So she texted me a screenshot of that with hearts because we love him.
Why do you love him?
Because he's an amazing teacher and we got to have lunch with him in the faculty lounge.
Was that today?
No.
Oh.
The faculty lounge was really depressing. Like, I was in there for the
today.
First time. Yeah. And there's this guy because we like some kids were like, oh, could we have our own table? And he's like, no, because this is the faculty club.
Yeah, students
he
have
said
to
it
sit
like
together
that.
Now.
Yeah, but he
faculty
said it like.
Faculty club.
Yeah. And I was like.
Excuse me.
You look like the villain in a Sondheim musical, so.
And I'm Betty Draper.
I am
so you don't
Betty
know who
Draper.
You're messing with.
But he, yeah, the food
oh
was good.
Oh my god. Oh, what'd you get?
Grilled cheese.
Yum.
I asked if they had chocolate milk, and the woman was like, no. I was like, okay, then I'll have water.
Five star dining.
And this is a KFC.
No, chocolate
five
milk
star
for
KFC.
You.
Well, I was trying to explain to my friend today. I was like, oh, faculty club's doing hibachi style now. And they're like, what do you mean by that? Because you know hibachi,
what
right?
What do you mean by that?
Like, my friend was Julia.
It wasn't me.
No, it's hibachi style is if you go to a hibachi restaurant where they...
It's like chopped up.
Yeah, they chop it up and grill it in front of you, and it's really cool. But that's not what I meant by hibachi style, but that would be awesome.
Like with the onions and the volcano.
Yeah, and the rice
pumping.
And the heart. Yeah, so
part.
Cool.
Shrimp in the pocket. Great time.
Oh, yeah, and then they flip it, and it's in your mouth. You're like... And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm kosher, stop! but basically, other than that, they seat you together. So, like, whenever I would go with my family... It was funny, because first, we were a family of five. I mean, we still are a family of five. We're still a family of five.
That story's going to take a bad turn.
Yeah. We're a family of five, and my siblings went off to college, and I was... Then we were technically a family of three.
So you're not a family anymore?
They tore our family apart when they went to college.
I get it.
So, but first, whenever we went to hibachi as a family of five, we would get seated with an awkward couple, and they would just be glaring at us like we were ruining their date. And then when I went with my family of three, we would end up with, like, an awkward family that was, like, glaring at us for ruining their family time. But that's basically what the faculty club is now.
Seeing everyone glaring at each other. The other day, it was one of our best friend's birthdays, and we were like, let's have a nice lunch at the faculty club. Aww. And we get there, and we're all excited, and we're seated next to three Russian-speaking men. And the whole time...
I don't think they were Russian.
Not even students.
Pretty sure it was Russian.
I'm pretty sure it was not Russian.
What do you think it was?
I don't know. I think they were from, like, the Middle East.
Okay. I have no idea.
They were. I like to imagine that everything you don't understand comes in at you in Russian. Just like
everything. And we realized they were talking about us.
So no way.
Yeah, I would not be surprised. They were also talking about how they're like Republicans, but then they were saying like,
wait, was this in Russian?
Even though I don't like anything that Obama's done, you have to admit he's a boss.
Amazing. So true.
It was very funny. Do you speak Russian?
Yeah, she does.
How did you understand?
Was he talking to you guys?
No.
Julia tried to make friends.
We're all sitting around the same table because they make you sit with random people.
Yeah, we just listened in and texted about the people we were sitting next to because they were on a really awkward date. It was they like clearly like were mad at each other too.
Oh, no. Oh. Sounds like all of my dates, especially
like
the Fedora boy.
Oh, hey guys, welcome to Hibachi Club. Would you guys like to be seated together? You two?
I mean, actually, I'm not really with her.
I mean, I guess, but like.
You guys are dating, yeah. Right?
Yeah, come sit with me. Come sit with me. There's room.
It's complicated. Like, if you check our Facebook, that's kind of what it says right now.
I can pull it up, but we'll sit together.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, this lonely girl was just
guys,
waving to you.
Guys, there's
room
over here.
Oh. Do you guys know her?
I don't like the fact that she's wearing a shirt that says, I'm with my friends, and there's two arrows pointing to the side, but she's with no one. It's creeping me out a little bit.
Oh, okay. I mean, she seemed really nice. She's been here for, like, 2 hours already.
Oh, wow.
Here, just sit with her. All right.
That's a lot of empty chocolate milk glasses in front of you.
Yeah, I really like it. It makes my stomach happy. What's your name?
Cheryl.
Oh, cool.
What's your name?
Cheryl.
Okay. That's my friend's name, too.
No way.
Yeah, I really wanted to sit next to the original Cheryl that I know. Like, why are there only chairs on the sides of you?
Yeah, this is a very large dining-style table, and the chairs are just pushed together.
I just wanted to make friends. That's why people come to Hibachi, right?
It's pronounced Hibachi, and I'm back so I can make you guys your food.
Oh, good. I'm kosher.
Oh, okay, we have, like, this, like, rice thing that maybe you can eat then.
Yeah, there's also, shrimp on the menu. You can probably have that. There's also, like, lobster, maybe.
Cheryl, do you know what kosher is?
I do not want chocolate milk. And other Cheryl, this is why we broke up. Okay.
I thought you guys were complicated.
Okay, I got you In-N-Out Burger, and I forgot you wanted a number one, not a number two. Stop bringing it up every time we go out.
You said that I got you a number two and had cheese on it, and I was, like, a little bit mad. And then you're like, and I also rubbed, like, a pound of lobster all over it to give it a lobster taste. That's just weird and premeditated. I don't...
Yeah, well, last time you came over for breakfast, I made you bacon, and you didn't appreciate that either.
Yeah. Because I'm kosher, other Cheryl. Oh, look, okay, I'll have the rice thing, even though you made it sound very unappetizing.
Well, I mean, it's called the rice thing, and it's our specialty, actually, so.
It's what I get every Tuesday.
How do
yeah,
you live
other
here?
Cheryl is here one? All the time.
Like, yeah. Do you leave?
She also wears that shirt every time, just oh, so God, that she can so make sad. New friends. Yeah. Cheryl, do you want another chocolate milk?
Just wait like 5 minutes. I need it to settle.
All right, I see.
Yeah, that must be what happens when you forget to sign up for housing. You end up living in the faculty club.
That sounds
What's
nicer.
What's the faculty club?
it's like she said, right next to the hibachi club. Can you not read?
Okay, this is my first 3 hours working here, so I would appreciate if you guys didn't give me so much flack.
Wow, congrats on your new job.
Thank you. It's my second hibachi club.
I mean, I thought this was just like you were a pro considering the way you flipped that shrimp. You're way cooler than original Cheryl.
Is your name Cheryl, by the way?
Is that flirting? That I see.
Wow, you can read the signs, but you can't read the sign that says faculty club.
It's true. Well, I mean, I've been at this business for a while, so I know when a customer is flirting with me.
You've been here for 3 hours.
I know, but I used to work at another hibachi club.
Yeah, when she moved here, so did I.
Yeah, that's why I know Cheryl's order already.
Do you, like, follow her? Like, are you a hibachi groupie? Is that...
Only on Tuesday.
Okay. That makes sense.
And then you go to that other place, which, as we talked about, Cheryl, I don't know why you go there.
Well, on Wednesday, I just feel like I need to switch it up a little.
That's why she goes to the second hibachi club. Oh, hey, I popped out of nowhere because I'm just watching you do hibachi because we're actually your rivals.
Are you a faculty club owner?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we started doing hibachi because you guys were taking all our customers. So, yeah, I'm spying you guys. Hey, free coupons. Come over to the faculty
club.
Hey,
all coupons are free. That's what free a coupon is.
Free coupons for free food.
Oh,
you
that's
had
better.
That? Yeah, didn't think so. Usually you probably have to pay for coupons.
You're really aggressive trying to get people to come into your restaurant. It's kind of intimidating.
I'm going
to
flip some shrimp at you if you don't watch out. And Cheryl's got my back.
That's non-kosher. I don't like that. See, we keep kosher over at the faculty club. So if you want to come over for some kosher beef.
Do you have chocolate milk?
We do, indeed. Fresh from the cows outside.
Okay, that's definitely not kosher because you can't have milk and meat, and even I know that, and I've been in this industry for a few hours.
We stir them on different days, just like you do in kosher situations.
Well, Cheryl number three, maybe you could go there, but Cheryl number one and two, you should stay with me.
Look, okay, I'm already in an uncomfortable seating situation with two other Cheryls, one of which I think might be, like, some weird homeless sprite or poltergeist or something. And I'm in, like, weird, like, tumultuous relationship with that Cheryl.
Well, now that we're flirting, it
seems
like
that's Cheryl number two to you. Cheryl number two.
All right.
Just, like, in your heart.
Come over to Faculty Club. We offer tissues for grieving exes.
Whoa, don't be so specific. Quick.
No, I'm fine. Look, we're gonna be okay. We just hate each other right now, and that's why we're sitting in close proximity to each other at this hibachi restaurant.
Because they forcefully put you together. At Faculty Club, we have separate seating, and if you want, you can have a separate
room. Okay, well then where else is Cheryl number one gonna find friends? Yeah. Right, Cheryl number one?
Yeah, thanks for watching out for me.
We offer free friends at the Faculty Club, free of charge. That's why I said free in the first place.
Wow, this Faculty Club does sound a lot better than where we are right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, don't leave.
Look, you can make another shirt on Cafe Press that says my friends are next door or something like that.
Here's another free coupon.
No!
And we're back. I hope you enjoyed that musical interlude. So we're on to this next segment, which is one of my favorites, called the fortune cookie segment. So our guest Mike of Dad Prov is gonna read the fortune cookie that I just gave him, the fortune within the cookie. Do you want me to open it for you? I read it.
I'm good.
Oh, you got it already. Okay. So you're going to read it, and then at some point in the scene, you're going to have to say it. So you're going to be in this one.
Okay.
Then you and Jordan are going to share the mic.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So should I say it now?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a time to be practical now.
Oh, there is a time to be practical now.
It reminds me of my failure in finals studying.
Reminds me of my failure in everything.
Reminds me of how I'm never practical.
What's the difference between practical and punctual? Punctual is just time.
Yeah, and practical is like not making like crazy, be practical. Like, don't buy like 800 oranges because you won't eat them in time.
Like, I made that mistake.
Be practical. Don't take Jordan to the hospital. Yeah, I'm totally kidding. We need to think about it, guys, before we move forward with this company.
Ugh, gross.
What was that?
I said, ugh, like the onomatopoeia where it's just like, ugh, and then I said gross.
Yeah, it's spelled U-G-H sometimes just U-H. It's like how much the ugh.
What about a C? Is. It kind of sounds like a C is in there.
I like to put E-C-H, but that's just a E-C-H? Personal preference. Ugh.
Look, guys, I think this business is fine. And if it's not, you know, what? I think our idea of, like, just sending people pictures of our pets and then, you know, asking for donations is a great idea.
Yeah, but the whatever AARP has so much. Is that what it's called?
Retirement?
No. Okay, I was thinking about them because I'm thinking about retiring.
You're not qualified to be our boss if you don't even know other organizations.
Real fast, how are you going to retire? Because this business has been literally as a startup for the last 20 years.
Because I've just been thinking about how stressful it is and how, like, impractical you guys are being right now. And I just think I need to retire. And that's why I called you all for this meeting.
I think that our problem is that we don't own the rights to that song, Eye of the Angel, and all the other animal companies are beating us out with their sympathy.
That's true.
Their appeal.
Also, they, like, want donations. I just want the money to buy so I can buy shoes and illegal leather handbags. So.
Well, Clarissa, I don't really know why you decided to be a part of this business. And also, Mike, you need to speak up because this is a meeting for all of us.
Well, there's a time to be practical now.
Oh my God, Mike, you're so unhelpful.
Yeah, like, Mike, like, thinks he's a sage. Why did I even hire him?
He's like, oh, let me help you with your taxes and your filing system and your community outreach. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, Mike, like, I am 80 years old. I think I can know when I should do tax outreach form.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, but we do need an accountant. That's where we're trying to be proud.
I mean, Mike's technically our boss, but then we just, like, shove him in the corner sometimes so you can speak.
Right, I'm the publicist boss type person, and that's why I feel like there's a lot of pressure on me right now. I'm just going to need to retire. Maybe Mike will take over.
If I knew what our business was, sure.
Oh my God, Mike. We send our pictures of our pets to people in an envelope, and then we're like, send us money, I want to buy illegal leather handbags.
We've been trying that for 20 years, and it's never worked once.
Mike, stop being practical.
It's not the time.
Now?
No! It's not the time.
In the future, maybe, like, once I'm retired, once the company's really been running.
I'm in my mid-90s.
What was that? Larisha. Larisha, you're not speaking up. Mike barely speaks up, and when he does, it's,
you know,
dumb.
Mike
is so confused.
Mike is
because Mike understands that this company is going nowhere. And he didn't want to tell you guys that we're going off to start our own business.
That's right.
Mike, you're starting a business with my great-granddaughter?
Yes, cats. We're sending pictures of cats, not dogs.
Cats to whom?
To whom?
Convicts.
That's right.
Convicts? No! They don't.
What's it going to be called? Cats to convicts?
Oh, that's adorable.
Cats to convicts. Actually, did you know they have a new convict, like, rehab system where they have them, like, dress up in Disney outfits? It's funny. It really helps them. Some of them get aggressive, but I think it will really help if we send them cat outfits.
They're also kind of cute.
Yeah.
You're just stealing our ideas. I mean, we're dogs for dudes.
Yeah. And dames. Dogs for dudes.
Oh right!
And
last
dames.
Year we made that change. Because
people gender. Were like, "You're being sexist." Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, even though it's a really cute name, Cats for Convicts, thanks. I am not on board, and I am not investing in your company.
Yeah,
because I know.
Asked you.
I know, but usually people invest me to. Ask me to invest in their companies because they think I'm rich when they look at me.
If she that's had funny. Any money, like any money at all, like if she could go out and like hypothetically like buy a sandwich, which she can't, she wouldn't even give the money to you.
Yeah, if I wasn't working for free, I would definitely not donate to your cause.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we could call it a cause, guys. It sounds more like a corporation.
Yeah, it sounds
yeah,
like the man.
Corporation cause for cats with convicts. Gosh.
Yeah, well, I'm...
That's
I mean,
kind of an onomatopoeia, too, isn't it?
Oh, my God, Mike. That's... You're a tax outreach community person. Stop trying to, like, be a businessman. Like, we're the movers and the shakers, and you're just, like someone that sits in the corner like we make you do now.
I just came off the street 20 years ago with a slipper, a glass slipper. And
oh, are you trying to this your Cinderella, Mike? Because I'm pretty sure your name's Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Mike. Your name doesn't even rhyme with all our names. Like there's Larissa and Marissa and Clarissa.
Yeah,
it's actually Carisha.
Yeah, how do you spell that? Is that kind of like
yeah?
The way
I wasn't
you
really
spell,
sure
like,
how to spell
is
it.
Is it. Like, what's the difference?
That's why you haven't received a paycheck because I just really didn't know how to spell
your name. Yeah, if she could pay you, she would.
I thought you were Russian.
Yeah, I thought, like, I just been, like, on your forms that get bounced back here, but I send them out anyways. It's just, I put down, like, wingdings, like, just mailbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just mailbox. Use my Russian keyboard, and I just type in whatever I want, and I just send it to you.
Pretty sure your keyboard's Middle Eastern.
That makes a lot of sense, like, why I'm getting calls from different people that, like, they haven't gotten our dog mail.
Oh. Oh my gosh, guys, I just thought of the best idea to make our corporation better.
What is it?
We send people pictures of cats.
Oh my gosh. That
was Mike and I's idea. We just told you that.
Oh my
cats
god.
Guys, it was definitely our idea.
Yeah I thought about it 30 years ago when I was an office supply man.
She did. I was there.
Wait, guys, even
well,
better.
Well, I have a better idea then.
Oh, well, two better ideas right now.
We're going to do a business about dogs.
Oh my god, that's already an idea, and if you do that, I will sue you, but I cannot pay for a lawyer, so I will get someone to do this pro bono.
Okay, yeah. Well, Monisha, what was your idea?
What if we got pictures with Minnie Mouse?
That's an amazing idea, and I would invest in
Mike
that.
For all men.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That
yes.
book? Yeah, that's like Lenny. Really smart. Well, yeah. Except no one gets shot in the head at the end. Because that's depressing.
That was my
yeah, it's
part.
Like the Disney happy ending we were waiting for.
Yeah.
Very true. Okay, I'm ready to invest, guys.
Me too. I'm going to give you all my money. Spoiler alert, don't have any money yet. But I don't also get Social Security because I've never worked a day in my life.
Hey, I thought you were
a I was an office employment in that I lived inside a bathroom at Staples.
Oh, I was going to guess Office Max.
Oh, no, I'm classy.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, you definitely are with your handbag interests.
Yeah.
I took her out. It was a Friday night. I woke alone to get the feeling right. We started making out. She took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV. And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I show more abuse by TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? But later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops, and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy. And that's about the time that bitch hung up on me.
All right, our next advertisement is sponsored by BTV. WBRS is pleased to announce them as our newest sponsor.
Your sponsor.
Ooh. That's right, BTV, Brandeis Television.
That's a bunch of consonants and no vowels.
Brandeis Television funds and produces student films and media projects.
Ooh, that's pretentious.
Any interest in directing?
What?
Writing?
What?
Producing?
What?
Acting?
What?
Makeup?
Cat eye?
Or costume design?
Yeah, a scarf.
If so, join BTV now. You can find BTV on Facebook.
Oh, cool.
Or on the third floor of the SCC.
Oh, that's the blue building.
The Shapiro Campus Center.
I think Mike found his calling.
On Brandeis' campus, next to the WBRS studio.
Ooh, Waltham.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming today. Thank you to Jordan, Jordan's dad, Mike, Alana, Julia, Pisha, to my dad who tried to call in but was unsuccessful. Thank you to Pisha Spotify.
I think that's your fault, Becca.
That's very
thank
true.
You, thank you for having thank us. You to then Fortune Abigail, who is with the ear-piercing girl.
Yes, thank you, Abigail. Please let us know how the piercing goes. Also, this is our last show at the WBRS station, but Abigail and I are hoping to continue when we live together in D.C. this summer. So... we will keep you updated on Podomatic and on Facebook as to whether or not we will be posting podcasts and what the nature of Room for Improvement will be over the summer. And thank you to WBRS and BTV. All right. Have a good night and a pleasant tomorrow.